fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to continue the theme we began yesterday, taking from yesterday's reading in the Feast of the Holy Innocents. The church gave us the gospel story, the horrible story of King Herod and his rage and his fear and his envy and jealousy, pursuing, trying to kill Jesus ultimately. And by the grace of God, the angel appears to Joseph and warns him, and Joseph takes Mary and Jesus into Egypt. But in his rage, Herod, in really a demonic rage, ends up massacring all the boys 2 years and under. And we remember the Holy Innocents and what they spent and the blood that was shed. But that blood, the blood of the innocents, will be united to the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. The one who escaped, the one who, you know, God's hand was on the Messiah, would come and would ultimately completely break that cycle, that domination in the world. The world is ruled by the fear of death and the domination of the enemy who tries to keep people enslaved through wielding the power of death. If you didn't have a chance to tune in to yesterday's program, you could go to our website at renewalministries.net. The program is archived there. And what I mentioned yesterday that we see is what John takes up in the first reading that we're given at Mass each day this week is a section from 1 John. Beautiful, simple letters. They're short. John puts his finger on the church, helps us stay in this theme that we carried through Advent now. The light has shone, right? The light has shone in the darkness. Jesus Christ has come. The light of heaven is revealed. That is, heaven itself is revealed to us in the coming, the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're continuing to walk through the 12 days of Christmas. We're following up in this season. And the theme of light and darkness continues. And the reading yesterday began with John chapter 1, verse 5. Beloved, this is the message that we have heard from Jesus Christ and we proclaim to you. I love it. He begins by saying, beloved. He's talking to you. That's who you are. You are the beloved. That means you are loved by God. God's heart toward you is love. God's heart toward you is favor. God's heart toward you is mercy. God loves you. And he says, this is the message we heard directly from Jesus and now we want to tell you. And they proclaim it. He said, God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. A light has come. A light has shone. And it's broken into the darkness. It dispels the darkness. I read from John's Gospel, that first chapter of John, yesterday. Important reading from the first chapter. And it helps us understand what is the light exactly. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So the light of God is revealed where? In the life of Jesus. And John would describe it actually earlier in this section to say, what we've seen, what we've touched, what we know, we proclaim to you. We declare to you, he said, that the eternal life that was with the Father has appeared to us. That's the news, friends. That's the news that Christianity brings to the world, that the eternal life of God has appeared to men. The revelation has happened. God's Son has come to open heaven to us and to a world that doesn't see eternity, has something in our hearts that longs for it, but we can't see it, we don't touch it. And so many in the world deny that it's even real. Even in our time now, as cultures become more secularized, is a denial of eternal reality, the denial of God. When God is denied, the human heart comes under the shadow of darkness. There's no hope on the horizon. All we have is what we have here, and it's meaningless. It's without under. We don't have any understanding of why we're here. What's the purpose of our lives? And so that's part of the effect of the darkness, which creates a kind of deep sense of alienation, destabilization, fear within us that grips us. And that's the dominion of the world that Scripture talks about. And the reign of death is another way that it's described. And the reign of the power of sin. John is celebrating in his letter. He's saying, we've seen something totally different. We've seen something that we want to declare to you the world has never seen. There is a reality greater than all of this. And the Son, the one who we walked with, who performed miracles and gave us hope and raised the dead, but was crucified, we're telling you he's alive. That new reality is enfleshed in the person of Jesus Christ. He's real. And so we see at the end of John's letter, he says, "This is our testimony. God has given us eternal life. This life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life, and he who is not the Son of God has not life." We're in the season of gift giving, right? This is the real gift, friends. We give gifts to remind us of this fundamental gift that the Apostle John is declaring to us and proclaiming with all our hearts. And he's talking to you. You're the beloved. And what is the gift you as the beloved, what gift have you received? And John summarizes it. This is the testimony of God. This is what we're telling you. God has given us eternal life. Wow. Wow. God has given you that gift. If you've opened your heart to his beloved Son Jesus, who is the gift, remember, in him was life, and that life was the light of men. What was in Jesus, what is in Jesus, what was revealed, what appeared to us, John said, that reality, a reality, a love so profound, a constant love, a merciful love, a forgiving love, God coming to us in his Son Jesus, a love that conquered death itself. There is a life of God. God is love. God is light. The light of God is his love. His love is his life. His light is his life. It's all there. It's all in him, friends. And it's revealed in Jesus Christ. And it's offered to us. He's offered to us as a gift of the Father to save us, to rescue us, to break the power of the reign of sin and death and everything that comes with it. Anxiety, fear, lust, anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, terror, all the stuff that's there in the world. We feel it now in such a deep way because of the chaos that's in the world. This is another round of the devil's strategy to get human beings to panic, to be under fear, fear for their lives, and cause us to do crazy things out of that fear, to kill and to murder and to do all kinds of things. The devil wants to bring the world again into war, into total war, where all kinds of people, innocent people, like the innocents we talked about yesterday, the holy innocent, innocent people are going to get killed. It's the devil's great weapon. And how do we live in a time of such frantic anxiety? We live in peace. The peace that passes all understanding. It's a peace that comes as a gift. It's not something I stir up, but it's what I receive. I receive Christ into my heart, who is the King. And as St. Peter says, enthrone him in your heart and set your eyes on him and serve him and receive the Holy Spirit that he sends as our advocate to help us, to guide us, to give us wisdom on how to pass through this life following in his footsteps. It's so crucial for us to be able to see that Jesus wants to bring us from darkness to light and to have his light shine within each one of our hearts. It begins with the forgiveness of sins. We didn't touch on this yesterday, but John continues in that passage. If we say we have fellowship with him while we continue to walk in darkness, we lie and do not act in truth. So what does he mean we walk in darkness? That means we walk in the world that's alienated from God. That is, we walk in the patterns of that world, the empty futility of the sin-sick patterns of that world, putting ourselves first, seeing our neighbors as a threat to us. Not being able to come to that place like Jesus did, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. Remember when he said that on the cross? He's looking out at Jews and Gentiles. The world crucified him. My sins crucified Jesus. And Jesus said to the Father, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They're blinded by the power of sin. They're gripped in fear or rage or envy or jealousy or rivalry or conceit or unforgiveness. It's got their hearts and their minds, Father. Forgive them. I offer up my life today so that domination of sin over their hearts and minds, over those you have made, can be broken. Father, forgive them. So John reminds us, if we say we have fellowship with him while we continue to walk in that darkness, we lie and we do not in the truth. We're not in fellowship with Jesus. If we're walking under the power of sin and we're not making war against sin in our lives and we're denying its influence on us. He said, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another. If we walk in the light, that is, if we walk in the will of God, in the commandments of God, in the love and the mercy of God, loving our brethren. Remember, when we come into the light, we see the purpose for which we've been made, to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourself, to love my neighbor as I love myself. That's the light. That's the sign that we're walking in the light. He said, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of his son, Jesus, cleanses us from all sin. See, this is what the apostles experienced so deeply. And they're now communicating to us. They're telling us what it means to walk in the light. As we turn our hearts to God, he said, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. And he goes on to say, if we say we're without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not us. We should never hide our sin. Jesus knows more than we do the reality of sin in our lives. But he said, if we acknowledge our sins, he's faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from every wrongdoing. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Confess our sin. Receive forgiveness. You're the beloved. You can go to God. How many times? 70 times, 7 times a day. He knows your frame. He knows your weakness. His blood has been poured into you, and he's cleansing you one day at a time, one step at a time, one moment at a time. He wants you to come to him and speak the truth, to love the brethren and open your heart to him and receive forgiveness, so you can live in the light and the freedom that belongs to him. Have a great day. Embrace it, brothers and sisters. It's his gift for you. God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new book, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.